Ja, ich werde jetzt mit Herrn Peter Notari von Pararadio sprechen. What was the intention when Pararadio was founded?
Hello, first of all. Sorry about the English, but I don't speak German. So, we are talking about Pararadio here, which is an internet radio from Budapest. And it was started 3 years ago, in the summer of 1997. And the aims and the intentions were to combine the internet and the use of multimedia and radio all together and give people, students and internet freaks and people like that the possibility to make programs, the possibility to express themselves and to provide some sort of alternative to the commercial radios, especially musically and also in subject matters. So shortly, this was or this is the intention still of Pararadio.
And why do you think a non-profit community radios like Pararadio important for society or especially in Hungary?
They are important because the commercial radios or radios which are available on FM are not dealing with enough variety of music and enough variety of subjects, and we would like to provide these things to people who are interested, because we think that there are lots of people who are interested in these sort of things and are fed up with commercial radio, and so we provide alternative subjects. We have sci-fi, we have a gay show, we have all sorts of different things, and musically we are very open-minded, but we don't play the stuff most commercial radios play. So it's important for society in a way that there is an alternative, even though it is on the internet, but still there is an alternative to the commercial radio of nowadays in Hungary, which is really bad, I think.
So what is your organization structure like?
Organization structure is I always call it organized anarchy. Because how it works, I am the coordinator or the main editor, but I don't tell people to play this or that music, or I don't tell people to invite this or that person to talk about. Every program or every show is decided by the people who do that particular show. They bring the music, they bring the guests, they bring the subject. It's up to them. I don't really say who to play or who to invite, because I think that it's better that way, and also I am not familiar with lots of things. So if I'm not familiar with some subject, I really don't want to get involved in that, so I don't want to tell them what to do. And otherwise, I have three or four people, sort of like a headquarters, we call it, who are helping me, and we work together and we try to decide and we try to work out things for the radio and for the future, and then we have meetings every month with about 50 people from the radio, and then we talk about things and we talk about how it should go on and if they like things, how they want to change things and so on and so on. So there is freedom, and if they are unhappy with the leadership or with the headquarters, they can always say, and they can always choose different people. They can vote, and then we can decide it. Is that understandable?
Yes, certainly. And has this structure changed from the beginning, or was it always the same?
No, it changed last year, last August, because the guy who was doing coordinating before wasn't really doing too much, and the people at the radio decided that these things should change, and there was a vote, and he was voted out, I was voted in, and we decided that I should have a few helpers, this headquarters, and now it's four or five people trying to coordinate things at the radio, and the last year I think was really successful, not because we are or I am leading the radio, but because things were much more seriously organized now that we put some effort, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's changed, but I think it's better this way, much better.
And the technical standards, did they also change?
Technical standards
better?
Changed, yes. They changed last November, 1999 November, because before November we used the normal real audio, 16 mm-hmm. kilobit per sec mono stream.
Mm-hmm.
And in November we started broadcasting on G2, mm-hmm. real audio G2, and now it is 32K per sec, and it's still mono, but the quality is much, much better. So it's really better quality now on the radio. You can hear it much better.
You're an internet radio. Which possibilities do you see in international networking?
The reason why we are an internet radio and we are only available on the internet, and this gives people much more choice of international work, because there is no transmission problems. So if you are in Argentina or South Africa or Canada or wherever there is internet, you can listen to this program, and you can come in to our mailing list. You can come into the chat channel we use on IRC, and you can say what you would like to say when the live program is broadcasted, and also through emails and through the internet. International networking is much, much quicker. Everything can go much faster. You can change thoughts, and you can change interchange things during the day, even two or three or maybe five times a day. You don't have to wait for the post. And last week we have been to Latvia, to Riga, mm-hmm. on a conference, and mm-hmm. for example there we met people from Indonesia or Australia, and it was really interesting to see what they are doing and how they are doing. It's always good to learn from them, and it's internet radio is still small community in the world, mm-hmm. but it is growing, and it's really powerful, I think.
So what do you think about the free speech camp? What do you expect?
I don't know what to expect, really. I expect to meet people who think similarly, like us or like me, and also that we are going to have lots of common things, and that I will hear lots of interesting and useful things, and we can use that in para radio, and also hopefully I can bring some ideas to them, and then they can go back to their own countries and use it for radio or internet or media or whatever. And hopefully all this can happen, and we can have a really good time and still learn from each other and establish friendships and relationships and future possible projects and things like that. So it's really good that we have these things. That's why it's good that I can go there, I think.
Okay. Thank you for that interview.
All right.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the free speech camp.
All right. Okay. Thank you very
much.
See you next week. Bye.